You're listening to the Texas Standard.
On this second day of September, we're learning how state lawmakers are thinking about the impact of the pandemic on Texas and have passed its prologue. Much could change before lawmakers return to the Capitol for the next session. But a document obtained by the Austin American-Statesman does shed new light. Indeed, it offers the first comprehensive glimpse of how COVID-19 will affect state services longer term. The Statesman's Asher Price has been reporting on this story, and he joins us now. Asher, welcome.
Thanks for having me, David.
As I mentioned, nothing is set in stone here, but this is a pretty weighty document, more than 370 pages, right?
Yeah, and it's a dense 370 pages. It's a big compilation of how state agencies expect to cut their budgets in the time of budget shortfalls that the state is facing.
Well, let's cut to the chase. What agencies, according to this document at least, would see the biggest cuts and where?
Well, agencies across the board are going to see cuts, but the bulk of the state budget is spent at the Health and Human Services Commission and on education. So that's where we're going to see a lot of the cuts, especially on health and Human Services Commission programs, like things as like the state epilepsy program, children's advocacy programs, programs that deal with neglect of all kinds of disadvantaged people. So that's where we'll see the bulk of savings. Although I should say that a lot of it may not be to actual program cuts. It might be to hiring freezes, that sort of thing, kind of overhead issues.
1.6 million from Health and Human Services Commission regulatory programs. That alone is pretty huge. You also document at statesman.com hundreds of thousands from the Texas Education Agency and grants to organizations that provide athletic programs for students with intellectual disabilities. Money cut from a Texas Attorney General's office program that apprehends fugitives and investigates sexual predators, cyber crimes, and crimes against children. And the list goes on, and it's pretty staggering. Overall, how much is being cut from the state's budget according to this plan?
More than $1 billion.
More than a billion dollars.
Mm-hmm, so that's going to be programs, you know, from all corners of the state. I mean, you have a place like Midwestern State University up in Wichita Falls. They're calculated they're going to save $60,000 by changing the thermostats in their facilities. Or, you know, Texas A&M Corpus Christi, they're gonna not buy classroom equipment that they planned on doing. So, you know, left, right, up, down, there are going to be savings at cost-cutting measures at state agencies and universities.
And you also report that this would also involve the freezing or elimination of more than, what, 4,000 positions of what, staff positions of one sort or another?
Exactly. That's the kind of cost-cutting measure that's you know, on the table now. You know, a lot of these are vacant positions that the state may have hired people for, but that's no longer going to be the case.
We've been hearing warnings from the controller of the state about the potential for these sorts of cuts. Are we talking about cuts that could last a year or longer?
Definitely longer. In fact, all these agencies will have to cut their budgets by at least 5%. And that's going to be the new baseline when the legislature reconvenes in January and tries to decide how to dole out how much money to different agencies. They're going to be kind of using that as the new baseline, and that'll bake these cuts in for at least a couple more years. So it's a dire situation out there.
And of course, nothing is set in stone, but you definitely deserve it to yourself to take a look at what Asher Price has found. We'll have a link to his piece over at TexasStandard.org. Asher, thanks so much, and keep us posted.
Sure.